A Prayer for the Overwhelmed Parent by Christine Brown, read by Leah Martin. When I am overwhelmed, you alone know the way I should turn. Wherever I go, my enemies have set traps for me. Psalm 142:3. Once you get through the baby stage, it gets easier, a friend and fellow mom advised. My baby wouldn't eat without fussing and wouldn't sleep for more than a couple of hours. I remember feeling overwhelmed and exhausted every single day, praying God would show me what to do. So taking my friend's words to heart, I began looking ahead with expectancy. If we can make it through this hard phase, things will get better, I convinced myself. Then before I knew it, my sweet baby learned to pull himself up and toddle across the floor. A new phase of growth began, and with that came a new set of challenges. Every stage of parenting can be overwhelming. We want to enjoy watching our kids grow and discover new things. We look at them amazed that the God of creation would trust us with these precious little ones. But hard seasons of being a parent can bring sleepless nights and stressful days. Thankfully, God will provide just what we need in every season to ease our overwhelmed hearts. Whether you have babies, school-age kids, teens, or young adult children, you know each age comes with its own unique challenges. Some of those challenges are more difficult than others. As parents, we can feel like the enemy has us cornered. We worry our efforts aren't enough and that we're failing our kids, but the more we rely on our own strength to figure things out, the more frustrated we become. And that's not what God intended for us. The enemy would like nothing more than to have us question our role as parents. We dodge his traps, left and right, wondering what to do next. But God is with us in each stage, and he's the only answer for when we feel overwhelmed. Psalm 142:3 says, "When I am overwhelmed, you alone know the way I should turn. Wherever I go, my enemies have set traps for me." The truth of this psalm will ease our troubled hearts and help us find peace in difficult parenting seasons. When we do, we can enjoy every day of parenting the precious blessings the Lord entrusted to us. We'll also see ourselves as God sees us, chosen, capable, and ready for the challenges each day brings because of His guidance and grace. Maybe you're a parent going through tough circumstances with your kids. Or maybe you know someone feeling overwhelmed lately. Let's pray for all overwhelmed parents. Let's allow the words of this prayer to bring peace, comfort, and joy to our homes and hearts. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the important job parents have in raising our children to know and honor you. You're the only answer for when we feel exhausted and overwhelmed. Forgive us, Lord, for not turning to you in difficult times and for not supporting other overwhelmed parents through prayer. Your word says in Isaiah 40:29, "He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak." When we're weary, fill us with your strength. Show us your ways and give us wisdom when we don't know what to do. We know you've chosen us for a special purpose to nurture and love our kids just as you love us. And we trust you to equip us with everything we need to do the good work you've called us to do. Lord, in those seasons that seem harder than others, I ask for your peace. Let the comfort of your Holy Spirit overflow into my home. Let your abundant joy begin in me and extend to my kids. I want to enjoy every season, every day, and every moment with them. Thank you, Father, for being with us when the responsibilities of parenthood overwhelm us. Thank you for your protection from the enemy's traps of frustration, exhaustion, and discouragement. May all parents wake up each new day with fresh hope in your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.